T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There have been a lot of things we've been hearing, potentially the Rockets trying to find their way up to the number one spot to get Cade Cunningham, or sitting there at number two to maybe get the young kid Green. What are you hearing? Where are you thinking the Rockets are going to go with this number two pick?
Well, Shio, Clint, it's always great to be on with you guys. My guess is that Houston stands pat at number two and takes Jalen Green, the talented shooting guard who played really well for the G League Ignite. I've said it before, guys. I'll say it again. I don't see a lot of separation between Cunningham and Green. I think Cunningham's going to be a terrific player, but I also think Green's going to be a really good player. He's the kind of guy who has the talent and potential to be among the league-leading scorers someday. So I really like Jalen Green. Again, I don't think the gap is that significant. We saw the reports that Green had a tremendous workout in Detroit, which had them maybe reconsider their number one pick a little bit. I think at the end of the day, it's Cunningham one to Detroit, and then it's Jalen Green two to the Rockets.
Ryan, what about, they got 3 first-round draft picks, and I mean, what kind of, in terms of a rebuild, because this team obviously is a complete teardown and in the very early stages of a rebuild, what kind of impact can 3 first-round picks obviously headlined by that number two overall, what kind of impact can that have on this rebuild and how quick they can get it done?
Well, it's going to take some time. I mean, keep in mind, you're bringing in, assuming they draft 3 guys, you're bringing in 3 players who are between 19 and 22 years old, most likely. So those guys take some time, especially the teenagers. If you bring in 19, 20-year-old guys to your organization, that takes years for them to reach their full potential. But I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, to some extent, we started doing it in Boston when I was in the Celtics front office and then flipped some pieces for Ray Allen and some for Kevin Garnett. The Phoenix, you know, kind of continued it after I was gone and added to it, and they obviously played for the championship this year. So I do think it's the right approach. It does take some time. One thing I would look at, guys, with their latter 2 picks, again, I think they're going to stick at 2 is the most likely scenario, but with their later picks, 23 and 24, Houston and other teams, including the Oklahoma City Thunder and New York Knicks, the teams with multiple picks in that range in the second half of the first round between 15 and 30 are looking to consolidate, looking to combine picks and move up. The challenge for the Rockets will be a team like OKC has 2 picks ahead of them, 16 and 18, so obviously those assets are better, and there's more interest from teams, especially with multiple picks like the Rockets, in moving up than there are from the teams higher up in the draft, in the lottery, in dropping back.
On the line with us is our Sports Radio 610 Odyssey NBA insider, Ryan McDonough. He joins us. All right, so for those wondering, because there are people who believe that Cade Cunningham is going to be the best player in this draft, what would it take? As a former GM who's wheeled and dealed deals in the league, what would it take for the Rockets to go up one spot from 2 to 1 to get Cade Cunningham if that's what they wanted to do?
Hey, that's a great question, Shio. I think, you know, obviously depends on Detroit's asking price. My guess is they'll set the bar very high. I mean, want future draft assets. As you know, the Rockets have a lot of those based on the deal they made for James Harden. You know, you could ask for the moon if you're Detroit, because it seems like they're comfortable sticking at one and picking Cade Cunningham, who I think has a very high floor. And what I mean by that is I think Cade Cunningham's worst-case scenario, he's a very good NBA player. His best-case scenario, He's a great player. So that being said, though, it really comes down to what Detroit thinks of Jalen Green and Evan Mobley, maybe even Jalen Suggs. Those three guys, I think, just about every team I've talked to has in the top four. If they think it's relatively close, maybe they ask for, you know, a bunch of future draft picks and things like that, which Houston has. I personally would not recommend that if I were in the Rockets front office, because I'm that high on Jalen Green. If Houston blows you away with a godfather offer, if you're the Pistons, if so, maybe you're comfortable dropping down and taking Green or Mobley at two, and if not, you keep the number one pick and draft Cunningham.
Before we get you out of here, Ryan, Evan Mobley, he is the other guy that many people have talked about. Are you hearing that the Rockets may shift that way and go for the big instead of the guard like Green?
I'm hearing more Green, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's Mobley. It's very close between those two guys. It depends on, you know, what you think the franchise needs. I think they both have a chance to be all-stars. Mobley's versatile. He's long and quick at 7 foot. He covers a lot of ground with his strides. Yeah, he's got a real high release. His shot is almost unblockable, and he does everything you'd want a modern NBA big to do. So, again, I think the top three picks, Cunningham, Green, Mobley, in some order, likely in that order, all have a chance to be all-stars. So I slightly lean toward Green, but I couldn't argue if the Rockets draft Mobley. I think he's going to be a heck of a player as well.
All right. We appreciate you jumping on with us. A crazy day in the sports world in Houston, and we'll be seeing what the Rockets do tomorrow night as they try to jumpstart this rebuild. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Anytime, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.